For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Monday. It's June the 24th and we've got two topics today. We're going to talk about, first of all, Tiger Academy Gymnastics. They have been a part of our community for 30 years now. Amy Butler,
yes.
Welcome. Welcome
Thank
to Radio
you.
Friends.
It's great to be here.
And the situation you have now is that you have to find a new home.
Yes.
As of, what is it, August 31st?
August 31st of this year.
Yeah. So. You've got to find a new home. You have been where for... You've been at the university for 30 years.
Yes, it was started in the Hearn Center.
Yeah.
And then the Tiger Performance Complex, the new Mizzou Gymnastics and Golden Girls facility has been our home for the last year and a half, almost 2 years now.
Okay. But as of August 31st, you've got to find a new place to have Tiger Academy Gymnastics, and you are here because you're having several fundraisers.
Yes.
And you need a lot of money to do this.
Yes, we do. We have to purchase all the gymnastics equipment, the vault, bars, beam floor, and, of course, all the necessary mats.
Yeah. How many kids are involved with Tiger Academy Gymnastics?
We range from upwards to 500 kids.
500 kids.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the moms and dads are just as involved as the kids are, aren't they?
Oh, yes. We have a great support system there. We also have an adaptive gymnastics program, roughly 75 to 80 children with special needs. Mm-hmm. It's a great program. We take from age 2 up to right now, my oldest is 16. So we have a rec program for boys and girls, and then we have a competitive portion of it, too.
Now, so the fundraiser, when's your first fundraiser?
Well, we have ongoing fundraisers, and we've got one that goes up until July 1st. It's our Otis Spunkmeyer cookie fundraiser. And all of our fundraisers are on our website, tiger-academy.com.
Okay, so if you go to
tiger-academy.com,
you'll find all the fundraisers that you have between now and the end of the year.
Yes.
Okay.
And then our biggest one that we're really excited about is on next weekend, mm-hmm. and it'll be the 29th at the Hampton Inn and Suites.
Okay.
It's our Raising the Roof auction. We have a live and silent auction going on, a wonderful dinner.
Is that a Saturday night?
Yes, sir.
So
Saturday night.
This coming Saturday night. Mm-hmm. It'll be this coming Saturday night, June the 29th. Where?
The Hampton Inn and Suites.
And everybody is invited to attend.
Everybody is invited.
And how much money are you hoping that you'll raise?
Well, I would love to see $125,000.
Okay, so you're going for $125,000, mm-hmm. maybe $130,000.
Maybe.
Who knows?
That would be great.
But if you want to find out about all the fundraisers, and if you want more information about Tiger Academy Gymnastics, mm-hmm. go to the website.
Yes.
That will give you everything that you need to know. So that website address again is
tiger-academy.
www?
Yes, www.tiger-academy.com.
Okay, and that'll give you all the information you need. Good luck with finding your new home.
Thank you.
All
thank
right.
you. I appreciate it.
Good having
it.
You here, Amy Butler.
Thank
and
you.
Come back and keep us posted on how
I
it's
sure
going.
I sure will.
Okay?
Thank you.
Now we turn to Robert Wells, who is with us from the Salvation Army. It's a pleasure to have you on once again.
Thank you.
And you're here to talk about the Salvation Army thrift stores.
Yes.
How many thrift stores do you have?
We have two here in Columbia, and then we have a store in Jefferson City as well.
Now, as far as the amount of money that the Salvation Army makes from the thrift stores, that's really an important
absolutely
amount, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it, you know, we need to stress that as times become harder for a lot of people, the Salvation Army, you know, in this community, and I stress this community, one of the only charities of this size that actually contributes to Columbia and Jefferson City for people who are homeless, who have needs, seniors, veterans, children. We have two full-time homeless shelters. So the thrift stores are the lifeblood of
the Salvation
of the programs.
Army. Yes. So you're looking, first of all, you're looking for donations for the thrift stores.
Yes.
I like the way you put it. You're looking for gently used furniture.
Gently used.
Gently used furniture, okay? Clothes and household items like pots and pans?
Oh, electronics, appliances, as long as they work relatively clean, something that has marketable value.
Yes. Now, please don't bring them something that you were going to throw in the trash. You got to be sensible about this. Something that can be resold and is worth and it's worth something. And then the other thing besides donating, you can go and shop at the thrift store and you can pick up some pretty nice items at very reasonable prices.
Absolutely. And there are boutiques and consignment shops in town that have quite a markup on used clothing. And I have to say the Salvation Army stores sell the same stuff. It's good quality. We don't put out junk. Mm-hmm. And it's affordable for families.
How many different varieties of items would you say you have there?
Oh,
100 or thousands?
It's full service. So at any given time, and we have regular customers who come in, they'll come in once a day, twice a day, because you never know what you're going to find. So it's practical, but it's also
fun.
Oh,
what may be there, what you may go in the morning, and then you go back in the afternoon, and there's a whole new line of merchandise.
Something completely different. Absolutely. If you need a winter coat in the middle of July, by all means, go buy a winter coat in the middle of July.
Now, if people want to donate gently used furniture, do they call you? Will you come and pick it up? Or do they have to deliver it to you?
Either option. They may call, and that number is 443-2786 to call for deliveries. Or excuse me, pickups. We also deliver furniture that we sell. So, but if they do have furniture that's in fair condition, good condition, we'll be happy to go pick it up in the Columbia.
Do you take mattresses?
Area. We do not take mattresses.
I thought you didn't.
It's a controversial topic. So at this time we're not, but we're looking into.
So you
options.
Do not take mattresses. You don't sell mattresses.
No.
But you will take the beds and the bed frames.
Absolutely. Headboards, footboards, frames, yes.
Chest of drawers,
chest
the whole
drawers,
thing. Okay.
All of it.
People want more. If you want more information about the Salvation Army, and the Salvation Army is a very, very important part of our community. You know, we think of that organization at Christmas time when the red kettles are out on the street and they're out bell ringing, and you think about giving to the Salvation Army. But my goodness, you're there every day of the year helping people. Now, you have the summer camp program also, correct?
Yes, correct.
And if people want to make a donation just in general to the Salvation Army or to the summer camp program, they can call. You can stop by your location and drop it off.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay? All right. What's the phone number again?
The store is 443-2786. That would be
Salvation.
The Salvation Army. The main office is 442-3229.
If you want to donate or volunteer time.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Robert Wells, for coming by. Tomorrow, League of Women Voters and Ellis Fischel Cancer Center. Our program, directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Rachel Gangwer. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. If you'd like to listen to this program again or watch it, go to kbia.org. Sign up for podcast or free. Bye-bye.